celebrating the world's best dabs.
Son, this is whiskey. Try some.
Okay, thanks, Dad.
What are you doing?
Here's to all the dads who impregnated all the moms and made us.
Hey, I'm not made of money. What am I, a money tree?
I just need bail, Dad.
National Bank of Dad.
Everybody be nice to your dad. Maybe just leave him alone. Some peace and quiet. And don't ask me for money.
Welcome back to another episode of Dadcast. What's happening? I'm your host, JP. Joining me, as always, is the man, the myth, the legend, bigger in his own head, Nick Martin. How are you, sir?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
I'm fantastic, man. And joining us today, you know what? They need no introduction, and you're used to the introductions from prior when I work in radio, but I am going to let you today introduce yourself. Who do we have with us today?
It's a lot of pressure right there. A lot of pressure. Joe Moxley.
From?
From Medford, Oregon.
Oh, from Medford, Oregon.
From Anchor Valley, printed on site, Moxley Media, a few businesses. But I have a great guest here with me that I brought along because he's the ultimate dad.
The ultimate dad.
Bill Powell.
No pressure there at all.
Bill Powell.
Let's push off the pressure to him.
I'm telling my kids that.
I got a brand new board in here, you guys, so it has sound effects on it. So you can't hear it because you don't have headcans on, but you just got a round of applause.
Oh, nice.
And Joe got a boo.
Yeah, there you go. That makes sense.
Joe Moxley, you are a dad.
Yes.
How many kids do you have?
I have three kids.
And boys, girls, ages, or do not want to disclose?
I have two boys and a girl, a newly boy.
Yeah, he's fresh. He's cute. I've seen him. He's not even a year yet, is he?
He just turned a year.
Okay. Yep. All right. Well, that's all right.
And, and then I had the gap because my daughter at the time, the youngest, was 13. So a little bit of gap there. But, you know,
there's nothing wrong with gap. Nick Martin over there is the king of gap.
There you go.
Same gap, though.
Yeah.
My youngest was 13, and now I have an 8-month-old.
Yep. The plan is to keep us young.
That's right.
I don't know how well that's working.
Yeah. It's not.
And Bill.
I have three kids. They're a lot older than those, so they don't keep you young.
Did I say Bill?
Yep.
It is Bill.
It is Bill.
God, I thought it was Bob for a second and went, oh, my God, I'm an idiot.
I've been called much worse.
Well, I blame you, Joe Moxley, because he brought in some whiskey.
Yeah.
Full disclosure, we are drinking whiskey. Oh, and my lady is in here filming today. You can say hi. Say hi. Oh, there she goes. I promise you she said something. He brought up some whiskey, so I'm going to drink some of that. Thank you all for coming in, man.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
It's a new venture for Nick and I. It's definitely a new venture for myself. I'm, as you all know, worked in radio professionally, if that's what you want to call it. And this is so much better.
Absolutely.
It's so,
this is a lot of
See?
Fun.
Yeah.
I thought we weren't cussing. What the fuck?
I got to add a delete, like a radio bomb. Edit or something bump on there. But well, there he goes. He dropped the first F-bomb. I figured that would be me. It usually is. So, all right, Joe Moxley, not Bob, Bill, you are the proud owners of a very esteemed, very successful wine company called Anchor Valley Wine. Tell us a little bit about that.
We are not just us. We have business partners in it. Matt and Ashley Cates and Mike Herrera, MXPX.
Uh-huh, Mike.
Bill and Carrie and myself.
Jen thought Mike was coming in today. That's the only reason she's
sorry
here.
Sorry to let you down. But yeah, it's one crazy year to open up a tasting room. I will say that. But luckily we have a great fan base. Online sales have been keeping us going and we can't wait to open back up.
So how has that been, not being able to open up?
Well, it's rough. I think it's the momentum of us opening the tasting room at first. The fact that we're just on a roll. We're right there in Jacksonville, downtown, next to Brit. So we're hoping that was going to just be a huge hit, which we know it would have been, and it's going to be here.
Yeah, it will awesome be.
Yeah, absolutely. It was sweet. So you're just having that momentum, and then all of a sudden having to put on the brakes is kind of tough for any business, let alone in your first year. But what I will say, our owners are unreal. It's nice to be able to lean on each other through this tough time. And just knowing once this thing opens back up, it's going to be like the roaring 20s again.
Oh, I can't wait. The roaring 20s.
Bring them back. I wasn't around then, but I feel like it was a good time.
Flappers?
I don't know what.
Do
that
I need
is.
To wear a zoot Maybe. Suit?
Zoot suit, I know what it is.
Okay.
I should.
You know a flapper. You know what a flapper is?
Yeah, no. We can bring flappers in. That'd be great.
Right?
I sounds don't know delicious. My age. I'm
not that old. Sounds awesome, whatever it is.
Yeah. it involves females.
Oh, okay. Well,
I feel like I should go to Google right now.
Yeah. Google it. Google it if you want. Yeah. Nick.
What's up?
How was your week?
It was good, man. Just a lot of work, a lot of selling appliances. It's so much better being here talking shit and doing cool stuff than selling appliances.
Well, you know, one day when this thing becomes huge,
right.
We'll just leave it at that.
And chasing a baby.
When we get big as Joe Moxley is.
Yeah.
So and Bill over here
trying to learn how to drive. You guys deal with that? It's
no, not yet.
It's a nightmare.
You're got to be getting close though.
Yeah, my daughter, I let her drive on the street. Uh-huh. Actually, I mean, I shouldn't say this. I let my son drive, my 1-year-old. Is that bad?
That's cool.
Is that bad?
No. Not at all.
So
the video or it didn't happen, man.
He lives less than a block away, like literally on the same street. So it's like, do I put him in the car seat when I don't even get off the street? But I don't. I let him ride on my lap. And I get some looks, but it's like three houses down. So I'm not too
worried. You know what? Yeah. Man, a couple years ago when we had the Snowmageddon here in Medford, we found one of our neighbors. And you know where I live. Mm-hmm. You used to live there.
Yep.
A guy was pulling his kids on a sled in his truck down the street. And most of us are just like, that is amazing. I want to do it. And then, of course, in some Facebook group, there was that one guy, probably named Karen, who had a big, big, fat issue with it. That is not safe. I'm like, the dude was driving 3 miles an hour. But, you got no flack from me on that one, Joe.
Good looking out.
Anchor Valley Wine. How did it start? Bill, well, that's a question for you, Bill.
Well, that's a question I'm going to have to defer to Joe.
Okay.
Joe,
I'm just trying to include you in this thing, man.
I'm here as just...
I'm going to drink more whiskey and let Joe talk some more.
I'm the face behind the radio here, so that's good.
I know how that
great
goes.
Voice. I mean...
You do.
Yeah. Not bad at all.
But Joe has the story.
Anchor Valley, it's definitely... It's a new business, but before Anchor Valley, we had Legionnaire. Legionnaire with Mike from MXPX and I. We had a clothing line for over a decade. And it got to a point where we're ready for something different, and it was wine. But for it to actually be a legit business, we actually had to team up with some business partners that knew more about it than I did. And so for me, it was easy teaming up with Bill. He just brings so much professionalism to the business side of it. It's nice having a business partner when you reach out to him to get something done. It's literally done. No pressure here on future.
No pressure.
and then again, Matt and Ashley, too. Ashley knows so much in the wine industry. It's unreal. And, and her husband keeps making award-winning wines for us. So it was to us, it was a perfect partnership.
That's amazing, man. That's good stuff. I ain't going to lie, though. I do miss me some Legionnaire clothing.
Yes. I know. It's
some, I haven't, like I haven't.
Soul. Yeah. Might bring it back one day, but,
I haven't had a new Legionnaire shirt in 2 years.
Yeah.
Maybe a year. It's the last one you maybe printed up for me.
Yeah.
That's all right. Cause you brought in wine.
I did. Yeah. And what I didn't want to keep that business for one reason. In the past with Legionnaire, we did some spinoffs. We did like a hot sauce. We did a tattoo care product. We've done multiple things where we've teamed up with other companies. And then starting Legionnaire, I didn't want people to think this is just another spinoff, another, a side adventure. So what we did is make sure I kind of shut down the whole thing just to really focus on this business. Instead of keep adding businesses, I'm trying to get rid of them and focus on the ones that, are truly.
I hear that. I've got like what? 4 jobs right now, Jen? Yeah, something like that. And I would like it to be just like max 2.
For sure.
And, just slow down a touch. But with the way of the world, and it is today, man, got to do what you got to do.
Got to hustle.
Yeah. So, Bill, not Bob. That's your new nickname.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Good thing for Bill. Bill's been in a pretty big band before.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
A fairly large band?
Absolutely.
Have I heard of this band?
I would hope so.
Okay.
Black Diamond?
Black Diamond?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were a big thing in the Grants Pass area for about a week.
I ain't going to lie to you. You really, and the camera can see this. Maybe you saw my eyebrows went, God, they got big. I was thinking, all of a sudden he says black. I'm like, if he says Sabbath, I'm going to shit myself
it's
right now.
Pretty much the same thing.
And then it turns out Diamond, and I'm not going to lie, I've never heard of you, man.
Well, that was why we ended up disbanding, because nobody heard of us.
Well, you apparently didn't do it long enough.
Yeah. My sister actually loved us. We performed at a party at my house once for my sister, and it was it was pretty big.
That audience of one?
Yeah, there was about 4 or 5.
Well, hey, you're doing better than Dadcast. Yeah. All right. Well done.
Okay. We can brag. One of the members, if I'm allowed to say it, one of the members of the band is now a county commissioner in Jackson County. So
you want a name drop?
Rick Dyer.
Rick Dyer. Yep. Oh, you got to listen to this.
Yeah, a little shout out to a dad.
Yeah. Rick Dyer, maybe we should have you on the show, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, one day. Nothing wrong with having a little influence on the show. Yeah, that deserves a drop. You know, before we get anywhere else, I've got to thank our awesome sponsors, by the way. Boneyard Elixir. We are currently sipping on a sparkling CBD beverage. This is as Joe called it, the purple drink. Yeah. This is the grape soda. You guys are awesome.
It's really good.
It is, right? It's good. And it's CBD infused. Yeah. You're going to leave this room feeling nice and relaxed once this show is over. And I would be remiss if I didn't drop one of these right now. It's a perfect opportunity. I have special guests who would like to thank you.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Dadcast.
I love this new board. I don't know if you guys were able to hear that.
I can hear a little
but
bit.
But those are all three of my kids.
That is hands down the coolest thing that we've got.
Thanking you to listen to Dadcast. Nice. Yeah, Nick was the man. I ain't going to lie. He fronted and put forth some cash, some serious cash, and bought us an essential piece of equipment. Now, I have all the equipment already, but this one is just better and new and has cool, colorful, shiny lights on it. And Nick went and bought that, and we are using that today. And you're the man, Nick. Thanks. Thanks, man. Good job.
I'm just kind of feeling like it's not a hobby. This is something I love. So
that's how I feel working in radio for the past 20 years. Yeah. I'd go into work, and it wasn't work.
Right.
It was fun to do until it wasn't.
Yeah. I will say with podcast was the one thing when we did it. It's that time you look forward to during the week. You have a crazy busy week, but you sit down for an hour and let everything else go.
It's
kind of nice.
It is. Although I have a little bit of a concern currently as we speak live. I'm here. My lady is here filming. Who the hell's watching our kids?
I can answer that for you. I don't know.
That was her cue. And as for usual, she just looked at me with a little skittishness. I already know the answer. We've got an oldest. The 16-year-old is watching our kids.
Oh, wow. Some trust right there.
The 16-year-old is watching. Well, we've also got a Ring camera at any point I could turn on. So,
nice.
You know.
That's what I'm doing.
Now, they're actually in a closet with a hamster drip. They'll be fine. We'll be back in an hour. Yeah, our dogs are watching them.
There you go. My 16-year-old's watching mine.
So being a dad, does that mean not only, you know, the normal human kind of children, but dogs? Can't we be dads to dogs? Are you a dog dad, Joe?
Yes.
What kind of?
A Frenchie and a Labradoodle.
A Labradoodle. Oh, I remember your old Labradoodle.
Yeah.
He or she, because I don't know, was amazing.
Rest in peace.
I'm sorry. Was that horrible thing to bring up?
She was a great dog.
Oh, she it's loves. Jen loves dogs, Labradoodles.
I feel like if you get a good dog, then you're almost like you fall in love with that breed.
Right.
So once I got that dog, Labradoodle, now I love Labradoodle.
Full size?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Another one. Lots of haircuts.
And we have a Frenchie, and I did not like them at all. They're just loud and everything and snot. But now I love them. Now I love them. They grow on you.
We just got a wiener. I have a spotted wiener at home.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And I have one here.
You might want to go see the doctor when we're
going
done.
Downhill again. Quick.
No, this is good, but this is important information. Yeah. Okay, if that's the case, we really need to go see a doctor afterwards.
Yes.
Because any spotted wieners happening, I was talking about a dog joke. Dear God. Yep. The visual.
Yeah, here's my that's thing. Cool. That's I'm cool. All about dad jokes, but once they get perverted, those are uncle jokes.
Uncle jokes? Yeah. There's no uncle. Well, I'm an uncle, but I'm also a dad. How does that work?
Well, if it's a perverted joke, you're an uncle.
But what if, you know what? That's a good segue. Bill brought in a book.
Yep.
What is that book, Bill?
That book is called Dad Jokes, the punniest joke book ever.
I'm so glad you came in prepared because we're never prepared for this shit. I want you to just open it up right now. Don't look anywhere. Find a joke. Let's hear it.
Okay. Got to get my
Is that good?
Yeah, oh, sure.
I'm an old dad.
He's an old dad. I don't know, man. I think we're the same age, give or take. What year did you graduate high school?
1982.
Holy shit, you are older than me. Never mind. You're the same age as my brother.
Well, that's good then. So what did Marge say to all the madness?
What, Bill?
What's all that bracket?
Yeah.
Wait, there was
another one. Is it this one? There it is. Give us another one, Bill.
At the nudist colony. Now, remember, right? I haven't read this.
So. Okay, it's all right.
It's
this is
an uncle joke, though. It's
at the nudist colony for communists, two old men are sitting on the porch. One turns to the other and says, "I say, old boy, have you read Marx?" The other says, "Yes, I believe these are wicker chairs." Well, not funny.
Yeah.
No.
A little political and
No. Yeah, that wasn't. Let's. We're gonna put the. Okay, one more. One more. One more.
Oh, now see.
I got one. So my wife told me to take the spider out instead of killing him. We went out. We had a few drinks. Nice guy. He's actually a web designer. I had to look.
That's a dad joke. There's a dad joke. All right.
We should. My son actually got that book for me for this Christmas.
Is that toilet reading?
I guess so. So it is a true dad joke. Dad joke book because it comes from the sun.
That's like a dad joke.
Not that my son's a joke. That was kind of.
All right. I'm gonna backtrack just a touch here. Anchor Valley Wine. I didn't ask the all important and immortal question. If someone is interested in getting their hands on some of this amazing Anchor Valley wine, where do they go? What do they do? How do they do it?
Go to our website, first of all, anchorvalleywine.com. You can look at all the local places to pick it up to support local. If not, you can order it directly on our website.
And are you shipping worldwide?
We are. Well, worldwide, United States, inside the states.
So you've you haven't shipped a single bottle of wine outside of the continental U.S. yet?
Not that OLCC knows about.
Okay, fair enough. And so it's never happened?
It's never happened.
It's a bad connection.
Is that something you guys are looking into?
Yeah, for sure.
What's holding you back?
It's like anything. If there's enough people wanting it in Canada, we'll make it work. That's all right. Bill comes in and gets the paperwork going and makes it happen.
Ah.
I'm told also, not to get ahead of the curve, but this Friday we might be able to open up based on the Oregon mandate.
That is a very fantastic topic of discussion. Because 2 days from this speaking, my little girl actually gets to go back to school for the most part full time, 4 days a week, which we're very excited about. Restaurants are starting to ease. And are you guys considered a restaurant / eatery under that whole? So yeah,
yes.
So it's saying it's where we at? Yes. You're opening Friday or we're still waiting to hear?
Well, the announcement was supposed to come out probably right about now. So yeah. According to rumor, Jackson County goes down to high risk, mm-hmm. which puts us at 25%.
Well, at time of publication, I hope that's the case, man.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So I can go sit down and eat somewhere this Friday night is what you're saying. Hopefully, if this is true.
Yes. You got to beat the rush. So 25% capacity. So you want to get in there.
Oh, for any place. Yeah.
Correct.
Okay. All right. See, me not owning a restaurant or an eatery, I'm just more worried about if I'm able to get in and if it's doable, because my lady and I need to go get us a lobster roll somewhere very soon.
Absolutely.
Valentine's Day, we actually spent in this very room.
Nice.
She went and bought candles and we had sushi, literally where that whiskey's sitting right now.
Maybe we shouldn't go any farther in that.
Yeah, I'm just like, there's so many uncle jokes.
Oh, yeah. By the way, that seat you're sitting in, Bill?
Yeah.
No, just play. All right, so Moxley Media, how's it going over there, Joe?
It's good, man. We're still busy as ever.
Yeah?
Yep.
I love me some Moxley Media.
Yeah, I appreciate your support over the years.
My other endeavor, Pirate Radio, which I talk about here and there on this show here, which is literally what we're sitting in the Pirate Radio studio. You can see
the flag.
There's the flag. Nope, it's the other window. The other window has literally a sticker that you guys made for me.
Nice.
Yeah. So, yeah. Thank you very much.
I got a great, great crew there. So, yeah, they keep it rolling.
Moxley Media, for all of your screen printing and everything needs, they literally can make anything. If you're looking for winning lottery numbers, don't come asking, though.
It's true.
Yeah. Nick, you're so quiet over there again. I'm gonna
soaking this one in. This is a good one.
I'm gonna play
last
a game.
Week's episode was a little like wow.
Did you listen to last week's episode by any chance?
Real, like what? Literally, Bigfoot was like behind our last guest.
We had, and I hope he listens.
Was Kurt here?
No. It was Greg Roberts from RogueWeather.com. You know who that is? Okay.
Yep.
So he full heartedly believes. I didn't say fool. I said full heartedly, but you could take that as you want, Greg. But I'm going to do this. I am literally going to say this on the air right now. It's going to happen, Nick, okay? Yeah. Because, sure, pour me some more whiskey, Joe Moxley. I'm in. I'm going to have to stare till 2 o'clock in the afternoon, but that's all right. He told a story last week about how – I'm going to cliff note version for this for you guys. He was in the woods in front of a campfire, and Bigfoot was behind him for 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
10 minutes.
So he technically didn't see him.
No, but
breathing. And the reason he did not turn around was why? I forget what he didn't turn around.
It could have been a bear.
And that's what Nick said.
All right.
So that's what he said. He left. And Greg, I'm sorry, man. It's funny. It's pure comedy. Okay. And I believe that you believe
proof of these encounters. Like,
yeah. I
was he there by himself?
Yes.
Yes.
Were there like mushrooms involved.
Maybe. I don't think so. I don't think he's that type of guy. I mean, but I truly believe that he believes that this is legit and 100% happened. And, well, and I believe that something along those lines happened too. But I like to think he escaped death because a bear was breathing behind him. And he said he didn't move.
I'd say in hindsight, he did the right thing.
Yeah.
He don't move.
But anyway, it was a great show. We got lots of views, lots of hits, lots of listens, and we appreciate that. And Greg, thank you very much.
It was a lot of fun,
I'm not trying to have any fun at your expense right now, even though that I am. But it was good stuff. It was good stuff. But now it's a completely different scenario today. Yeah. Joe Moxley, Bill. Look at you. Look at you, too. I think the alcohol's sitting. I can't. Was he's not John Cena. I can see him.
Sure. Yeah.
Nick, I'm going to do something, and I'm sorry.
Well, actually, real quick, let's thank our other sponsor.
Oh, JL go ahead.
Insurance, LLC. All your insurance needs, just hit them up on Facebook. They'll take care of you.
Oh, that was the absolute wrong drop to do.
Whoa.
But, yeah, you know. Dude. Here, let's try it again.
I have to redo that whole thing.
Yeah, you do.
Okay, let's thank our other sponsor, JL Insurance LLC. For all your insurance needs, hit them up on Facebook.
Yes, there you go.
Much better. that last one, they're not going to give us another check. Fuck you guys.
Hey,
our former sponsor.
Insurance, I did that on purpose so you could get a double down on your sponsorship mention for this hour. And you're going to get more.
Well,
yeah, it is.
Good job.
You guys want to hear Avery again?
Hi, this is Avery. Thanks for listening to my dad on Dadcast.
Oh, isn't that amazing and cute and awesome? Yeah,
that's awesome.
That's my baby girl. She's 7 years old, and mom likes to think she takes after me, so she's not shy and apparently is the center of attention, which I'm going to try and drop right now. Nick.
What's up?
This is what's going to happen right now.
Okay.
And if it's silence, it's silent. Then Joe's going to have to take over. But you, sir, now have the lead for the next 10 minutes. Go.
Oh, shit.
Wow. No pressure.
All right, so...
Trial by fire, baby. Trial by fire.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's cool. So what motivates you guys? Like, I've known you for, 10, 15 years, and I've never asked you what motivates you. You're always doing something awesome and killing it.
Not to play off the Dadcast, but it's kids.
Nice.
Like, I want to leave my kids something behind.
Play off the Dadcast. It's cool.
I mean, it's the truth. So, honestly, it's one of those things, like, just growing up, seeing my parents take care of me. How hard they work, it's the least I can do for my kids.
Right.
And hopefully raising them correct so they appreciate it. That's a whole nother topic.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I would say getting up in the morning knowing that I want to better myself each day so when I'm not here that they're taken care of.
Cool. Awesome.
Beat that, Bill.
What about those days that – because they're not all days like that, man. You know it.
Most of them are not like that.
What about those days where you feel like not getting out, not bettering yourself, staying – what do you do in those days, man?
I still get out of bed and still go to work, but then I drink at night.
There's a good answer.
We were talking about that earlier. Like, love our kids, but that's why it's hard to quit drinking.
Mm-hmm.
It is some stressful days, but it's obviously worth it. And I don't want to – that's not my crutch, but there's a lot of truth to it. Stressful days lead to some good Anchor Valley wine.
Yes.
Speaking of, why don't you whip out one of those bottles over there, Joe? I'd like to take a look at it with my own very eyes and also display it on said video. So what I've got here is a bottle of Anchor Valley Chardonnay 2019 Estate Vintage Rogue Valley. Where do you guys grow your grapes?
Bill, go for this.
That was grown out in the Applegate. We grow our grapes all over the valley. So Matt as a winemaker gets to choose really anywhere he wants to go. And he knows wine inside and out, so he gets to go look at wineries, gets to look at vineyards, everything. Picks the best of the best, and that's where that came from.
Yeah, we're totally blessed in Southern Oregon, I think, having just great wine.
Yeah, there's so many.
There's so many,
yeah.
And they all do it so good. Again, kind of piggybacking off what Bill said, Matt over the years has always worked at certain wineries and made, obviously wine from those grapes. But now this is giving them a chance. Anchor Valley is giving them a chance to go and team up what he thinks is producing the best grapes for that vintage of wine, for that type of wine. So now he can make the best wine with his knowledge with the best grapes. So he's not stuck trying to make. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
So it kind of awesome. It frees it up. I think it's really cool is this year we're coming out with a new Chardonnay that's the oldest, I believe, right? The oldest in Southern Oregon, grapes. So, if we were just stuck to one location, we wouldn't be able to do that. So it's pretty cool that we have the freedom and a winemaker that's able to go out and do that.
Jen had a question.
Shoot.
Come on. Now's the time.
Anchor Valley, excuse me, Anchor Valley.
She, for the record, if you didn't, the mics didn't pick it up. She asked, where does the name Anchor Valley Wine come from?
So when we decided to basically leave Legionnaire and start Anchor Valley, we came up with a number of names. Anchor Valley was honestly the truth, the first name that we came up with.
Well, it's a good name.
I didn't like it.
Really?
Yeah. It just was kind of generic. I know it sounds bad, but we had an anchor in our old logo for Legionnaire.
Yep.
So we had an anchor. And then also my business partner at the time, well, still the time, Mike, is from Bremerton, Washington, very naval town. So like, all right, the anchor makes sense. That's why we had it in the first clothing line. Right. That's how, why we're going to roll it over. And then Valley, we're from the Rogue Valley. So we're like Anchor Valley. And I'm like, nah, it's just kind of like, I don't know. It's too easy. So we went and spent months on like all these other ones. I can't even think of other ones.
Oh, come on. Drop one possibly other one that you can recall.
Jeez, I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. I really don't know.
All right.
But it was one of those things that this just never left. It never left. We kept coming back to it. And then we're like, let's quit fighting it. It makes sense. It is a story. It has that crossover. And then it started something new. So it was the good name. It's a perfect name.
I wonder if
so. You know, I like it, just so you know.
All right. Have you seen, you know, in come on, yeah. High school days, think back, all of you. Remember beer?
Yes.
Literally.
Beer.
Mm-hmm. White can, blue stripe, beer. Has anyone done that with wine?
There's
probably
actually,
not.
There's actually a couple similar
really?
To that.
Yeah.
Because I think that would be
exactly,
genius.
But it's pretty close. Little white cans with, what's the, it's, I can't think of the name of the one that they've done a couple now.
I'm thinking, is it the Underwood?
Maybe, but there's one that actually is like, it says like red wine or rosé wine.
I know Ashley would know, but yeah it's just.
So all right. A so it's been done.
Yeah.
All right. So I guess I'm not going to be out there competing against you guys, you know.
Right. I mean.
I'm leading again, Nick. I'm sorry. Go.
Right. Well, we'll stick with the podcast instead of making wines probably. Yeah.
Well, you never know. Right. Well, you know, we can't do a podcast 20. Well, we could.
We definitely
an episode
could.
A day.
That'd be crazy.
Oh.
I'm in. So we need a big sponsor, though. I got to.
All right. Pay some hey, bills. Lithia, exactly. You out there?
Yeah.
Seriously, 50 grand a month will do. We'll be fine.
Yeah. That'll cover the overhead, cover us. Yeah.
I think it'll cover a whole heck of a lot more than that. But you got to shoot high.
Exactly. It'll get us where we want to
go. All right. Sorry, Nick. Sorry. Okay. You got the conch, man.
So we were back on what motivates you. Bill, what motivates you?
Well, you know, Joe actually said, don't top this, so I'm going to try.
Oh,
right. I like this.
Present time, what tops that is guys like Joe. I mean, Joe is, he said earlier that he can count on me to do things for him. I do that because of somebody like him. He's got passion. He's got drive. You just heard him talking about the brand and the brand name and the wine. When you work with people that have that kind of passion and that kind of drive, it's pretty easy to motivate yourself to try to live up to that expectation. So present time, I do that. I also do, I have kids. So I, a lot of the stuff I've done in my past has been to try to make sure I leave a good life for my kids and set a good example for them. And now I have grandkids. So I try to set a good example for them. Yeah. That's a whole new podcast.
Granddad cast.
I'm a young granddad. Give me some.
It might evolve.
Yeah, there you go. But that's it. I mean, I think really for me, I want to make sure that when I'm around people like you guys, I want to be around people that love what they do and that really try to do as best of a job as they can at what they do. And if I come in and try to, if I can support that, that motivates me every day. I'm going to get up in the morning and try to be the best person I can be. I have, in my other, my real job, I have a bunch of people that count on me every day, and I really work on. Not that this is not a real job. No, don't mean offense to that. But this is our
offense taken.
The one that actually really pays my bills. I have a lot of people that count on me daily, and just even prior to coming here, I was on conference calls for that, and trying to be there for them and support them is really important to me. So that's what motivates me.
All right. So my next question: What is your other job?
Well, I'm not a sponsor, but we own the Red Robin restaurant here in town.
Okay.
And then we have in our company, we have seven restaurants statewide.
Oh, wow.
And I run the company. So we have five Red Robins in our company. We're a franchise, and we have two restaurants in Bend that are one in Bend that's a steakhouse and one in Albany that's an Italian restaurant.
Nice.
Yum.
I have a good story after that. Let me.
All right. No, go.
Let me drop my pants and show you.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa. This is actually happening. Jen, get in closely. Okay. For the record, let me explain for the audio files here. Joe is a very tattooed man. He has so many tattoos, he doesn't even know what body part the particular tattoo he's trying to show us is on. So he's currently.
I don't either.
Dude, if he's got to take your pants off, just do it, man.
Wasn't that? No. That's not it back there. No, never mind. It was red.
Is there a Red Robin on there somewhere?
Joe has a Red Robin tattoo on his leg.
Oh. Dude, I'll get a Red Robin tattoo on my leg if you sponsor us.
There he is.
Yeah. Nice.
You hear that? Bill, I just dropped the gamut.
I'll get a Red Robin
tattoo. Bill, if you sponsor us, and we'll let Nick discuss that because I don't do business, I will tattoo a Red Robin, not on my face, but anywhere else, or neck, but anywhere else, and you could call it.
It came from like a night of drinking. Most likely.
I'll take it a step further. I'll throw it on my neck.
That's hardcore. It was...
No pressure, Will. No pressure.
If you get a Red Robin tattoo, you'll get like free fries or something. I'm like, what?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was something.
Like, it was more like free food, but I was like, done. So I got it, and I don't think I've ever used it because I'm like, I'm not going to walk in a restaurant and drop my pants and be like, can I eat for free? Right.
Well, I got...
how long it took him to get the tattoo.
I got space right there, you know, to finish... You know, this arm. How about what I was going to put a piece of bacon in that spot.
Yeah. Dude, you can do the Robin eating the bacon. Right?
There's so much stuff I could do. So, I'm glad this has turned into the tattoo conversation.
Need to bring some tattoo artist with us. Remember that time we did the MXPX?
I do.
Oh,
I have a tattoo from that too.
Yeah, so does Jen. Yeah. Right there. That was from that night. Yeah,
a lot
that
of was vodka the, was involved.
Yeah,
and a deep tattoo needle.
That was fun.
That shit.
And hurt, dude. Oh God, was it the bass player?
Harley.
Yeah. Did he fall down the stairs and he was hitting on my lady? And I was like, dude, I'm sorry, bro. Yeah, I'd be drunk.
That was bad.
That was a fun night.
Bad as in he was drunk.
Oh yeah,
I remember him leaving, and you know when you stumble like when you're drinking, but then you can't catch your feet, so you start running.
Yeah, yeah, to try to counterbalance.
Circle, like we're just like, and then finally eats it.
It was like a straight Benny Hill episode. Yeah, it was. So good,
I don't know what that's about. What's that like?
Yeah. That was good times. Elk Lodge, right?
Yeah,
Elk Lodge and Grants Pass. Yeah.
Yep. Those guys know how to pour a drink.
That was that was 10 years ago.
It was 10 years ago.
Because our son was just born.
Yeah.
Speaking of, you know, you like that transition right there into the whole dad. My son, Sawyer, he's 10 years old. That was our first night out. Strip club spaghetti.
Whoa.
Was it that night? No, that was a different Elks Lodge night. The strip club spaghetti is, and we've got apparently a lot of Elks Lodge stories, but not that night. The strip club spaghetti was a different night. The one in Grants Pass was definitely our first night out after having a child, her first night out, and she got drunk and tattooed.
I mean, that's pretty good. That's awesome. That's a good first night. Pretty legit. Yeah. I got a Rogue Valley Ramblin' tattoo that night.
I got a star.
Where's that one at?
That's on my calf. Or no, it's on my shin. And we all got it. All the guys in the band. We went for a motorcycle ride before that show.
Right. You were with Scotty.
Yep.
And, yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Scotty Lickball. Shout out. Trash on Wheels. So, yeah, he basically gave Mike a Harley to ride, I believe, or I did, or somebody had an extra one. And we went riding, and afterwards we're like, let's tattoo this. And so we all got a Rogue Valley Ramblin' tattoo.
Nice.
I love it when there's extra Harleys lying around.
Or extra tattoo artists that just travel with you.
Yeah, right?
I mean, that's like, hey, let's do this.
That was like, that was probably one of the funnest shows I've put on.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was awesome.
Bill, I have a question for you. Now, granted, I can't see your body because it's full.
No tattoos on my body.
Do you feel a little... A little bit, I don't know what's the word. What is naked. It when you have a very small penis and you know but no, but and you so, know, and you know the guys.
How am I going to hit him up as a sponsor if you're talking about a small penis?
No, you got to let me finish, Nick.
There is no small penis.
You're the worst partner ever, dude.
Well, let me finish, brother. All right. You ain't, come all on. Right. I'm going to reel this sumbitch in like I you never so. Seen. Trust me. Now I've lost what I was going to say because you had to interrupt.
You're going to like tell me Bigfoot was breathing on your neck.
Now. No. Do you ever feel not adept? Unadept? Is that not? Come on. Give me the word, you guys. It's the whiskey.
Inadequate.
There it is. Okay. All right, Bill.
Again, for the record, no small penis, no inadequacy.
Okay, good. We've established he's huge. All right. Yeah, but I'm not. I'm just the problem I have is the fact that it's not small. It's just skinny. But that's not even
surface analysis. Just don't ask my wife that.
I love it. Off the rails. Sitting in front of Joe Moxley and Nick Martin, I feel inadequate when it comes to the ink game. There, I said it. Do you?
I will say when she pointed that, I was thinking I'm the only one in this room without a tattoo on my body, and I do. Yeah, I feel a little bit naked.
She's got a pussy on her arm.
It just gets quiet.
Do we have an awkward
it's
silence?
A cat. Yeah. It's a cat. It's her cat, too. Yeah. It's, God, that's when you're supposed to show it, darling. But, you know, anyway. She can't. Yeah, she's holding the camera.
I would say nowadays, though, it's, I don't know. Like, I get a lot of respect the people that don't have tattoos.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so now you don't respect me.
I mean, no, but it's one of those things like you know, when I had Sweetwater,
I can't stop thinking about Bill and the penis. Sweetwater. Sorry.
Yeah. People would come into the tattoo shop and want to get a tattoo and they wouldn't have any. And, you know, I'm like, what do you want? They're like, I'm not sure. I'm like, well, go home.
Yeah.
Think about this. You know, it's kind of important. And once you get enough, then it really doesn't matter at that point.
You can't find the one on your leg.
Yeah. That every single one of your tattoos hold a meaning.
Absolutely.
And there's not a single one on there where it was just fair enough, but there's not one on there where it was just, I want a tattoo for the sake of getting a tattoo. And you look back on it and go, the hell did I do that for?
Absolutely. I have those too.
Oh,
well, but there's a meaning behind it. I was there at that time to get that tattoo.
Maybe I asked a question wrong.
I understand what you're saying.
It wasn't a self-serve. No, I'm going to pick it off a wall tattoo.
No, not at all.
I picked one off a wall before.
Your first half dozen tattoos. I think people are like, all right, this needs to be meaningful. It's going to be on my body for the rest of my life, you know? And then eventually at some point you turn that corner and go, just throw it on my leg.
Yeah,
I don't really care.
That's what I like. For example, the Red Robin, I throw it on my leg.
Yeah.
But my first tattoo was it's a large piece on my back. Not many people know this. I think you may have seen it, but it's like my coat of arms, family shield. I get shit for it a lot when people know about it because it's
unicorns.
Two unicorns.
Oh,
but it's okay. See,
all right,
see, and there they are. The immediate go to is to laugh about it. But they're pissed off unicorns, for the record. They're angry. They're not like all yay rainbows and bunnies. They're you know, they're fierce. They're strong. They're angry.
Can unicorn really be fierce though?
Yeah. You ever had a unicorn horn go right through you?
That's pretty fierce. One breathing on your neck.
No, Greg. Can you get back to us on that one? We're curious. But anyway, that was my first large tattoo. Guy by the name of Purple in Sunset Strip, Hollywood, 1993. I think that's.
That's where I would go.
I would just let that get dude tattoo my
guy. That was my first
unicorn, just because the name's Purple.
Yeah,
that was my first tattoo. So that's leading into it. You know, it has meaning.
Yeah,
you know, and every single one that I do have, although they're not horribly a lot, have meaning except for one, and that one is that it has absolutely no meaning other than it was free. Mm-hmm. Casey.
Yep.
Casey Maservi. I think I pronounced that last name right. He wanted to do some promotion. I worked in radio. He said, I'll do a tattoo on you for free.
Exactly.
Sit me down. Yep. But yeah, other than that, Johnny did a couple. I missed that guy.
I saw him last week.
Yeah?
Yep. He flew back, did tattooed for a week here straight. Didn't tell anybody.
Johnny Smith, by the way.
Yeah.
Incredible talent.
Yep. Yeah. And he's already gone.
But he's doing all right.
He's going to be a dad.
Oh, no.
With a boy.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm glad that is. Oh, okay. Is it this one? Yeah. Good job.
Yellow.
Jen, you should run this show.
Yeah. Yellows.
I blame Joe. He brought in the whiskey, y'all. This is. You can't. Do I need more whiskey?
Yeah.
No. Let me finish this one first. Oh, man. Where are we at? For hours.
Is the unicorn part of your coat of arms?
Yes.
What is the.
Last name's Pierce.
What's the story behind the unicorn as a coat of arms?
I didn't
put you on the spot.
No, I didn't get that. So I did this is pre-internet, y'all. Okay. So I actually had to go to the library and contact a genealogist and find out. My nose just hit the mic. That was strange. And get as much information as I can and find the actual Pierce coat of arms. And I searched the last name all the way back to like 7th century Scotland, Ireland. I mean, I'm a mutt. We are all mutts, but it's definitely on the island. It's definitely England somewhere. And I found three different pictures that would have been the Pierce last name. And I couldn't go all the way back, you know, cause I only had so much information I had. So I'm not going to lie.
Back.
And I picked what I thought was the coolest one. So there's a very strong possibility. There's a very strong possibility. Mermaids, but that's neither here nor there.
Oh, shit, that's cool, though.
Oh, the mermaids are cool, but the unicorns aren't. No. So there's a strong possibility that this thing on my back is actually not correct.
The only better thing you could have done is if you did on your lower back.
Oh, yeah. No. But that was when it was cool, man. The 90s. But so if it makes up for it, there's a chevron in the middle. Do you know what a chevron is? Everyone know what a chevron is? All right. So that chevron was awarded to the family back in the 8th century of something noble done for the king or queen. So that was added to the coat of arms. And there you go. Yeah. That's about it.
I don't want to get off topic here.
There is no topic, man. Go.
So you did that how long ago? Have you gone back since now that there is the internet and research to see if that is the right coat of arms? Or have you just
I've done a bunch of genealogy. Yeah, I don't want to know how wrong I am in it because I had to have, you know, this was 18. This was an 18-year-old decision. I want my coat of arms. And I thought I did a real good job researching it. If I were a betting man, which I am, I would bet good odds that it is probably not 100% correct or spot on. But anyway, good story. And it's a cool tattoo. I'm going to show you when we're off the air and you're going to be like, okay, all right. That's not nearly as bad as I was imagining.
For the listeners out there, his wife is shaking her head no.
Yeah. You don't like it? You think it's really that bad?
He called me your wife.
Might as well be.
Sorry.
No, it's all right.
That's, you have an awkward talk button about, over there.
Hey, everyone.
No, nope. That's not it. Is it this one?
No, it's a green one.
That should be the unicorn
that
button.
Be the unicorn one, definitely. Yeah.
Where are you hearing that come from?
It's coming from
right here. The ones that you refuse to wear. Okay, yeah, so Nick wants to be a serious podcaster here, but he won't even put on the can. You know what? Give the cans to Joe then. Joe, appreciate this.
You can hear everything. Because I can't hear when everybody's just like not talking in the mic is kind of what's weird.
Yeah, you can. See, isn't that way better?
Ooh, yeah. You probably can.
So see, here you go.
I
here.
Just need to get used to it.
Yeah. Way better.
Wait. Okay. Joe, tell us a joke.
I would tell you a joke about a pizza, but it's super cheesy. That's awesome. Hang on. Passing the bill.
Okay. Here goes the bill. Will it reach? Jokes.
No jokes, just go on.
Come on, tell us a joke. Yeah. Any joke.
I can't. Too much pressure. That's better. That is cool.
I'm going to have to put some new sound effects on here, but I like there's a scary one. I think I deleted it. What's this? I think this one I haven't even hit yet.
No, that was the crickets.
That's not a cricket. That's like...
Chirping birds.
That's the organ one.
Something with...
WD-40. We need WD-40 on that drop. Oh, man. Off the rails. Tattoos, Bigfoot, again. At least we haven't gone aliens here. No, with penis size, I can't believe it. Yeah. I'm sorry about that.
I'm not going to show you that off the air.
For the record.
Let's show it on the air. What the hell?
No, Nick Martin.
Sorry, my bad. Unicorns, dude.
I'll show you it.
I'll show you the tattoo. Just do it.
When we're done, you don't want to see this now on camera. I'm fat.
Why not? Would you ever get a, or do you have a cover up?
Yeah, actually. So I got some kanji up here.
Bless you. What was that?
Some kanji. I don't know what it said. Like it probably said something about just inappropriate
fast food or something.
Yeah. Like I like French fries. Mm-hmm. It was supposed to have some deep meaning. It didn't work out. So I got some koi fish that looks like a penis.
What is the deal with the penis today?
It's terrible. It's got some spots and some redness to it. I should probably go see a doctor.
Yeah, here's a good question for y'all, you tattooed freaks out there. You're a big man, and by big man I mean muscular. Okay,
right?
Because no, size. You are. There he goes.
Sorry.
She snorted. Good God, I love you. Oh, I know. But it's I told her like when we first started this thing, it's Dadcast. You're not allowed. It's a boys' club. But I did not really say that.
But without,
I inferred it.
Though we wouldn't be dads. Well, we would be, but
no. Without we wouldn't, man. Without her, at least me in particular.
Yeah,
I owe her everything. She's. Mm. The question now.
Okay.
Because we don't only get emotional. You weren't that big 10 years ago.
No.
But you did have the tattoos there. Do they look different when you get bigger or smaller? Or
no,
bigger, smaller,
one,
bigger, smaller?
Over 10 years, though. So like, I didn't have all these 10 years ago. I had some of them.
But do they distort? Do they get bigger? Do they get smaller? You're a tattoo professional, Joe.
I am. Absolutely. I always try to lose weight before I go get work done, so it's cheaper.
That's a joke. God damn it, I forget which one it is. That's
the yellow's happy. That's all I remember. Yeah. Well, you got it wrong, so that actually made sense.
You know, eventually I'm gonna get over the whole I'm gonna add new ones that are good. These are just That's the one I was looking for, right? Okay, there it is.
There's this thing called like white tape. We could write down exactly actually, what's on the buttons.
Yeah, I've got a preset set of cardboard dealies that came with this thing.
Oh.
That I just set right on top.
You could just use that.
Could.
You're like a dad and don't look at the instructions or anything.
There it is. Yeah. That's exactly. But I figured with my extensive knowledge in the radio industry and producing and boards that I would not need such a
and
thing.
And that's why I gave the board to you so I don't have to fuck with it.
Yeah. Yeah. But well, here we are.
Shit, there's buttons.
Maybe I should.
When do you have to put things together for your kids, you just look at the box?
Sometimes.
That's all I do.
You know, I'll look at the box and I'll do my best. And then I'll stumble and I'll be like, all right, I better open these directions, yeah, man. Oh, those bunk beds, those are sons of bitches to put together sometimes.
That's why you buy the floor model.
But then you can't fit it through the door.
That's true. Right.
You can't, you know? Bill?
That's why my kid sleeps in the garage.
Swing sets. Yeah, that goes.
Oh, swing sets.
Oh, man, there's so many extra
parts. I'll get there one day.
That. Yeah. So I remember one time I was with my dad. I don't know what he was doing. We were building something or something. And he had the caulking gun or whatever, and he's trying to put it in there. I know this one's. Whatever. This is not an uncle joke.
You sure?
And it would not.
Are you positive?
Yeah, okay. Positive. It would not go in. And so he just, again. I was going to say it wouldn't fit, but I felt like that was bad. That was bad too. Anyways, true story. Sorry, Dad. And he just grabs it and just throws this thing in. Like literally, we lived out in Weimar. Threw it in the middle of the woods.
Okay.
Hey, it's not that bad. Jeez, you guys are making this no, way worse.
Look at him. Look at his. He's losing his shit over here.
Yeah. And then something right. came up behind him and just breathed on his neck for like okay. two. Yeah. No, literally, he throws this thing. All right. Walks out in the middle of the woods, has to find it. We lived out in Weimar.
Right.
Comes back and it just goes, it just pops right in. He goes, see, that's why you do that.
There. Uh-huh.
So now whenever I get mad, I just throw it and it usually works.
All right.
Does that sound advice, Bill?
That is extremely sound advice.
Oh, it's a good time to thank our sponsors, Boneyard Elixir. You guys are amazing. Thanks for doing what you do for us. Yeah. I'm currently drinking on a sparkling CBD beverage, which contains 25 milligrams of CBD. It's a grape soda. So not only am I drinking whiskey, I am also getting relaxed with the CBD.
Yeah.
Get him. I promise I won't do it. And who else do we thank?
JL Insurance LLC.
I won't do it. Don't worry.
You're looking out.
Good looking out.
It is really warm in here.
Well, you you open that door, darling. All right.
What if you have to go to the bathroom during one of these, like if you have to pee?
So
you go ahead.
I'm here.
Yeah, this is we're good, man. This is literally. Yeah. Yeah. This is
for a friend.
I've been doing radio forever, and first of all, if we had a 48-minute interview, I would have been fired already because the guy would have came down and said, "What the hell are you doing? That's not how it works." That's why I love podcasts. I have had to unlearn everything I've learned in radio to do this because I'm so ingrained on things that's right, that's wrong. You got to go pee, man. There's still three of us to hold the fort down.
Exactly.
Out the door, hang a left, and there's one on the left or right-hand side. Now, keep in mind, this building was made in 1908. So I want you to ingest that as you do your business. It's like peeing 100 years ago in those bathrooms. It's kind of cool.
It is.
I'll give you an update when I get back.
All right.
Thank you.
Oh, man. So, Nick, Joe?
I'm just going to say I'm thankful you guys have me back. I went through this part last year where I was kind of burnt out on, I mean, I say this out of respect, but I was kind of burnt out on doing social media, radio, TV, podcasts, all that stuff. One good thing out of COVID makes you be grateful for what you have.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you guys hit me up this time and I'm like, all right, let's do it. Like, you got to start taking advantages.
Is this the first show
yeah.
you've done?
It's been a minute.
Since you took a break?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh,
man, I don't do that many shows.
I'm just
saying, man, I think, you know, it gives you a different outlook on life and being thankful for what you have, what we got, and to take advantage of situations like these where you guys are doing something you love and letting us in on it. It's much appreciated.
Absolutely, man. We appreciate you. Man, yeah, you and I go way back, bro. So this is something that it was going to happen regardless.
Yeah,
right. I mean, if I hit you up in a week from now and you were still anti any of all that, I would have probably made you
like
do
I said,
it.
I got a different. I have definitely a different outlook right now on it. Yeah. So.
Well, good, man.
That's awesome.
Mucho love. We appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Thank you. And you're a dad. Exactly. The worst case scenario, I would have pulled your dad card.
That's right. You have to.
We do not need to promote any business if you do not want to. Let's just talk about dad stuff.
Don't do it. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I agree. Has it come up to a point with you guys yet that your kids, I don't want to say, so with my daughter, I used to take her to concerts all the time.
I love it when they ask questions.
Yeah. And
so much better.
My daughter was just like, nah, I'm good. Nah, I'm good. Whatever, I'm good. So I took her to see Dustin Lynch. And after the show, we go back on his bus. We're hanging out. Dustin's like, hey, do you want a photo? And she's like, nah. Whoa. He's like, you don't want a selfie? She's like, nah, I'm good. And he's looking at her like, are you serious?
Right.
Yeah. He's like, give me your phone. She's like, no. He's like, give me your phone. So he opens it up and starts taking pictures. And finally got her to smile and stuff. And so fast forward a couple years. Now she looks back on that. She's happy that she was there. And she's like, Dad, when can we go again? Like, there's something, there's a time where you're not cool for.
Yeah. How old was she when that happened?
Probably 11, I guess.
Wow, that's early for that reaction. Because my 16-year-old, she's, I mean, last night, she, I don't know exactly what happened, but obviously she knows better than us. And there's nothing that mom and I are ever going to say to change that mind. That you've never lived. The whole attitude, et cetera, et cetera. So she's kind of going through that. I don't know if she was ever thrown in front of a huge multi-platinum award-winning musician. If she would give that attitude, I don't think so. What do you think? I think she'd be pretty stoked and want to. But there are hints of what you've just said. Yeah, it's happened. We are absolutely not cool right now.
Yeah.
What? Bruh. Oh, yeah, bruh. That's the thing. Is it bruh? No.
Yeah.
I'm dad.
I'm
or JP.
Don't call me bruh.
Yeah.
You don't call me bruh.
16-year-old's doing the same thing.
It's like, come on.
Yeah. And I get it. It's the whole full circle thing.
Yeah.
Because when I was that age, he was dude.
Yeah.
Right.
Dude, and that even happened.
I would never call my parents dude.
I know. No. And you try to explain that calmly and it,
the respect thing.
Then you get that snicker as they walk down the hall and then I'm glad there's not a brick laying close.
Back to concerts though. Fuck, I miss them.
Yeah, damn, I do too.
I miss them big time, yeah. I was taking my kid's a drummer at Grants Pass High, so we were taking him to all the shows. Like we did all the Under the Sun tour, and those guys are all good friends. So backstage, and he gets to talk to all the drummers, and he's like so fucking stoked. Yeah. Hollywood Vampires talking to Matt Sorum. He was like, dude, Guns N' Roses. I'm like, yeah, I'm like, cool that you know that.
Yeah.
We play this shit at the high school. I'm like, yeah.
On that topic, I I've told you this before, and if I haven't, I tried my damnedest to get them to go get the free tattoos you offered that night. I've tweeted like I never tweeted before in my life.
We've had a lot of bands. But,
Johnny Depp hanging out in Sweetwater Collective would have been
good.
That would have been, my stock would have went up. That's all I'm saying.
For sure.
But yeah, it didn't. Sorry, Nick, I didn't mean to interrupt.
That's cool, man. It's
all good. Although Jen did kiss Johnny Depp. I think that's the second time I mentioned that on the show.
The second time. So Jen, was it good? Does he?
He smells delicious. She nodded her head.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
And I got to take her home that night, not Johnny. All right. All right. Thank you, Johnny. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Well,
Bill made it back.
Yeah, Bill. All welcome back, man. How was it? Can you tell us about how do you feel about this building? That's what I'm saying. Cool, isn't it really neat?
Light switch in there. It's pretty cool.
Yep.
If you haven't seen a 100-year-old light switch.
Huh. I'll check it out.
Yeah, it's cool. It's not really a switch. It's more like a button.
It's a button. That's kind of a
it's cool. It took me a week to figure out how to get out of this own office in that front door. There's a lock that's, you'll see. It's strange. It's weird. This is not important podcast topics. What?
No creepy stories.
No, I've been in here late at night and I've heard things crickle and crackle, but it's 120-year-old building.
Yeah.
Ghost Hunter buildings they've came into? Or
I don't know.
We
did that at the Elks Lodge. That was a blast.
Oh, yeah. That I wouldn't doubt there's, if you believe in that type of thing, which I'm not saying I do or don't, but I think I'd be quite naive to say I didn't.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
I locked myself in the old hospital in Grants Pass.
Oh, really?
It's fucked up. Yeah, it's some scary shit.
Yeah.
But I've never felt scared.
Yeah.
I never felt any weirdness happening in this building. I welcome it. Come on. Freak me out. Yeah. I'm in.
Positive vibes. I'm not here for anything.
We just watched, I just watched on Netflix, the Cecil Hotel in L.A.
How was it?
It was real good. And the history behind all that. And ghost hunters are going in and doing their thing there. But I asked Jen, I'm like, you want to go stay there one night? And nope. Nope.
Like a lot of deaths, right? Like
lots of deaths. Yeah. Richard Ramirez stayed there.
They based that
in season 5 American Horror Story. They filmed it in there, and that was a great show too, for the record. But yeah, the Cecil Hotel is apparently very haunted, and why wouldn't it be? But good show.
Yeah.
It's only a 4. You get through it in one night. Easy peasy. Yeah.
No 13th floor, right?
There's no 13th floor, as with most hotels.
All hotels, there's no 13th floor.
Yeah, crazy.
I checked out. I was in Ashland last week delivering some food, and there wasn't a 13th floor.
It's wild. There is, but they just call it 14.
Right, exactly. It's weird, lame. Yeah. Joe Moxley, Bill from Anchor Valley Wine and Moxley Media, Nick Martin from West Coast Appliance Furniture.
Yep.
JP from Pirate Radio. And DoorDash.
For all your Ashland needs.
Yeah. We've got a few more minutes of this podcast. This is, fly by the seat of our pants. This show is not scripted. We have literally no plans going into it other than who's sitting behind our mics and a basic idea of what we'd like to talk about, and then we hope and pray that it goes off the rails like it did, and thankfully today it has. But I leave the next 3 minutes up to you, Nick and Joe and Bill. Get out there. What is it you would like to say to the world, if there's anything?
I think I already said mine when Bill was in the bathroom.
You missed a whole bunch, Bill.
It got sappy, but just how grateful I am, after COVID, that we can be out doing things like this again. That was a scare for a hot minute. It still is. It's still something to take serious. But
it's numbed a little bit.
But it's just taking the time to really live in the moment, be with the friends and family. That's most important.
Mm-hmm. Bill?
Agreed. Interaction with people is key, and we've missed that for a long time.
On that, Red Robin, I mean, do you take as if on cue, man? Yeah. Have you taken are you hands on over there or
not so much anymore? I used to run it, but now we have 7 restaurants in 5 counties, so
are you doing okay? Is Red Robin, as I'm gonna make it super simple, is Medford Red Robin going anywhere?
No
all right,
my one political comment, though, I'll say this. We're doing pretty good, but, man, restaurants took the brunt of this.
Oh, yes, they did. Unfairly, too.
Unfairly. A lot of restaurants closed that shouldn't have closed, and all of our restaurants are struggling. We're not going anywhere. We're doing great. In fact, if we open up this week, it's great. But
I'll say Red Robin will always be a staple in this community. I don't know how many friends I've had that have been their first job or their career job.
Like, it's my kid's favorite place to go.
Absolutely.
Yeah, mine, too.
Yep. You have a birthday and you're a kid, guess where you're going?
Red Robin.
Exactly.
happy birthday. Yeah, so it's nice to see those doors open back up and getting people in there supporting.
Hey, Friday, we're going to Red Robin with the kids. Pickles. She does her fried pickles.
Nice.
Nickel pickles? Yeah, pickled nickels.
Campfire sauce? That campfire sauce like...
I get all of the sauces.
Yeah.
And I just smorgasbord them up. Yeah. I mean, obviously. Look at me.
Do that again.
All the sauces. She's not filming. We're good. We're good.
I said that on the air, so it's good.
He's missing it all.
You are, yeah.
Hi.
Nick, how are you?
I'm good.
Only one not drinking.
I know. I feel bad. Like, I should drink, but I'm just kind of.
Don't feel bad. No. No pressure. Absolutely not. No.
She's showing me the camera.
Yeah, I know, darling. See that right there? I got it. We're gravy, baby. We could go 3 hours if we wanted to, but we're not. All right. You know what? I'm gonna call it there.
All right.
Nick Martin, Joe Moxley, Anchor Valley Wine, Moxley Media, Bill, what's the last name again?
Powell.
Bill Powell.
Are
Sorry.
You saying Powell?
Powell.
Powell.
P-O-W-E-L-L, right? P-O-W-E-L-L. Not Powell Gasol from the Lakers, but Powell.
I make way less money than Powell Gasol.
I think we all do, man.
We all do, yeah.
Thank you guys so very much for coming in and making this show a better show. Because if it was just Nick and I, I can't say that.
We had a good first show, but I think there'd be a lot of awkward silences. Now we talk about small penises and we
Shit. Not bills, where, for the record. Not here. Bills.
Carrie, did you hear that?
And I'm going to leave it at that. Once again, a big fat thank you to our sponsors, Boneyard Elixir. Go check them out at their website, boneyardelixir.com. Order up some CBD soda. It's amazing. Anchor Valley Wine. Check them out at anchorvalley.com. Just anchorvalley.com. Anchorvalleywine.com. Of course, all the social media platforms, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. You name it. All that stuff. Are you on OnlyFans yet, Joe?
Not yet.
Okay. You well, look for that. That might happen.
Money in it. I heard it's good.
I want to thank you guys for coming in. You're amazing. And until next week.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Dadcast.
See y'all next week, man. Peace out.
Thank you. Cheers.
Thanks, guys.